Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's obviously a massive week, one of the biggest weeks of the whole year for a number of reasons. The Thanksgiving holiday, some schools are out for the whole week, and a lot of people are traveling in the next couple of days to sort of beat that Wednesday rush, and so the weather is a big deal. And today's going to be pretty good. It's going to become sunny, and it might get close to 50, and then tomorrow the clouds are going to increase, and then rain's going to develop in the afternoon. It'll stay in the 50s, but it's going to rain late in the day into Tuesday night. You might get a shower on Wednesday, but it's going to be near 60 on Wednesday. And then that sort of warmth is going to leave for Thanksgiving, and it's going to be breezy and windy in the 40s, but dry. And you'll get sunshine on Thanksgiving, which is good. I mean, the wind I could do without running up that big hill in Manchester, but I can definitely prefer that over the rain, which we experienced last year. Last year, like 12,000 runners signed up. They had 9,000 or so run because there were people who looked outside and said, I'm not doing that. As always, our good friends at the Salvation Army, Majors Paul and Donald Spencer, joining me here on Brian and Company. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
This is a big week for you guys.
It sure is.
And, you know, before we get into what you do this week, I'm curious because, you know, we did so much on the government shutdown and SNAP benefits and the pressure on, you know, Connecticut food share and the pantries. How was that stretch of time when it came to like the food pantries and stuff like that for you guys?
Yeah, for us, it was a very busy time. We had people lined up looking for food because of uncertainty. And so in a time of uncertainty, people want to reach out and be comforted. And so that was a way for them to come to our office and to be able to get food in times of uncertainty. Luckily, things got back on track, and so
have things calmed down.
They're starting to calm down a bit more as benefits and things are starting to come back out again. So for about 2 to 3 weeks, we were quite busy. People were lined up, and again, sometimes it's not just about the food. It's a comforting word, somebody that cares, somebody that is talking them through a difficult time because we didn't know what was the outcome was going to be, what was going to happen. And so not only do we just offer the food, but a friendly voice and just being there.
Did you have the resources? Was there ever a problem with running out of food for people?
There would be some days when we didn't quite run out of food, but, you know, we had to regroup. And so we would ask to come a next day. But the food share did come through with some extra dollars and extra for us to be able to purchase and get there. So I think overall, we were able to overcome all that. And again, with things starting to come out, and it is quite back down, although it's ramping back up for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So,
yeah,
that's normal.
I want to ask you quickly, Don, before we get to this week. I mean, you don't have a lot of press. This is your first time through with all this stuff here, so you don't know what the relative elements are. But compared to where you've been in past places, how do you assess the situation here for the people you serve relative to other places you've been?
There's a very intense need in Hartford. We're responsible for the Salvation Army in Greater Hartford, and we deal a lot with the city itself. And there's just a greater ongoing need day to day. We've served a lot in smaller towns, similar issues, but not so many people. But there's a steady flow of people who come to rely on the small things. I put small in air quotes that we're able to do, like a food pantry. But an area where people who support us make a huge difference. During this whole thing with the shutdown and all, and the food anxiety, there were volunteers and friends of ours that stepped in to help raise a few extra dollars so we can buy some stuff. But some of our partners, like Food Share and some of our other sources, were able to step up and supply us with more things to give out, because we were experiencing really a lot more people coming into us. But also our team members at the Salvation Army on Washington Street in Hartford and over in the North End on Nelson Street, they really stepped up in dealing with the anxiety and the practical stuff. We need more cans of this, or we need more of this or that. Yeah.
Paula and Donald Spencer joining me here on Brian and Company from the Salvation Army. So this week, Paula, what's it's a big endeavor, right? I mean, Thursday is a big day.
It is. So that we do what we call the holiday meals, both at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And again, you had said it's our first time through, but we have experts, Ruby, who takes care of this program and has been doing it for many years, and those other staff members who have been taking care of this. But yet we deliver 950 meals on Thanksgiving Day, which is no small feat.
How long does that take?
Well, I am told that we start in the morning, because we will on Wednesday put all we get the individual meal already in like a little tray, and then we put a pie and a drink with that in a bag and pack those all together. Those will be taken over. We do this from the North End Senior Center on Coventry Street, and people come, volunteers. We have about 60 volunteers that will come and show up the day of that will line up. Some people have been doing it many years. I got an email saying, hey, I've been doing the same route for 20 years. Can I do that again? And of course, yes,
they come pick up the meals and then hand deliver them to people?
They will, absolutely. So we have those that have been doing places for many years and they get the same route. And then others will come and line up, and on a first come, first serve, we'll give out routes and they will hand deliver meals.
Who are the recipients?
They are seniors that are 55 and older, many that don't have family or just don't have a way to, you know, get them to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So it's individuals and the seniors that will get this nice, it's turkey, it's the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, like a traditional individual meal. We pack it with an individual pie and a drink as well.
So if somebody is in need or qualifies, can they sign up? How does that work?
So we've had sign up. That's been going on. So again, for us, Thanksgiving starts well before Thanksgiving. Flyers and different things go out to the senior population at senior homes, at other agencies and such. And it's an ongoing thing. So many know the year to year to call in. So they have already signed up, because again, we have to know.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Where we're going.
Sure.
We have to know how many and all those intricate. So it's something that starts in September to be able to pull this off.
So go ahead.
I'm sorry. People can always reach out to us and ask a question. No worries. Just Google Salvation Army Hartford. Call us and, you know, we can answer any question.
And is that the same if somebody's listening? And obviously you guys can only do as much as you fundraise for. It's not like you got $1 billion endowments here to do stuff. So if and we're going to get into this more obviously with the holiday store, which I'll get to in a second. But if people want to help out, whether maybe you're full of volunteers, you don't need them, or maybe people want to donate money, I don't know.
Yeah, they can Google us or call us. Our number is 860-543-8413. But if you just get on our Facebook, the Salvation Army Greater Hartford Area Services, that has our website, has all the information, and they can contact us. And if they want to help, just give us a call. If they want to donate, give us a call, and we will connect with any and all people and answer questions as well.
And if people need help as well.
Yeah
if they need help, give us a call, and we'll do the best that we can.
860-543-8413 is the number. Again, 860-543-8413. We're talking with Majors Paula and Donald Spencer from the Salvation Army. I mean, this is sort of like your Super Bowl, right? I mean, you go Thanksgiving into Christmas. I mean, absolutely. There's obviously a lot of need, but then, you know, we'll do the toys and the money for the holiday store, which I think, absolutely, I want to say kicks off like the 5th of December.
That's correct.
I think we'll have a kickoff party before that at the YG Club with the Hartford Yard Goats. But and then we are couple days a week trying to raise as much money as we can into the Christmas holiday. It should be, absolutely, the next month is going to be intense.
It's going to be intense but exciting. I'm really excited being new, just to be with our partners, our volunteers, the people that help us out, your listeners, I'm sure.
Oh, they always
many
step
of them
up.
Help. And huge. I'm real excited. As a Salvation Army guy, I'm humbled, but I'm also excited to see what's going to happen.
It is humbling. And when you see certain people who come in with big checks, you're like,
yeah.
Wow, it is every day when we do it, there's a surprise, and it is humbling is the right term for it too. Listen, good luck this week.
Thank
I hope
you.
It all goes great, and we look forward to working together for most of December as well. Majors Paula and Donald Spencer, and again, if you want to help out in any way or you need help, 860-543-8413.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.